Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Koff is here. Ed's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of BMC Associates. He's helped so many people in their small businesses work, deal with their other stakeholders, partners, family members. Help them get out of business. A wise man he is, and he's always happy to share his thoughts with us. And he's here today to share some more of those with us. Ed Koff, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here, Chad.
Ed, my audience knows that we have a family here in our Brain Trust members, and in that as families go. Their highs and their lows, and we celebrate all those things. I like for my audience to know about those things when things happen with my Brain Trust members, because you've been on the show many times before. People have gotten to know you. People care about you. They like it when you come back, and so I'd like to tell the audience, if I can, about something that happened to your family last year, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Ed's daughter Rebecca died of cancer last fall. And I knew a little bit about it in the summer, but I didn't know anything more about it. So, Ed, we're so sorry about the loss of your daughter. We can only imagine the pain that must be, the emptiness that must feel. But I also know a little bit about Rebecca in that she was a hero, in that she spent her life, her career, in giving to other people, didn't she?
She did, professionally and in every other respect. One of the things you learn a lot about your child or other family member when there's a problem. And just listening to people from all aspects of Becca's life talking about how she was a giver and a supporter and a builder.
Her name was Rebecca. They called her Becca.
Yeah. Professionally, she did development work for organizations trying to support less fortunate kids in the public school systems and for public television and other really worthwhile things like that. So she lived a very full and good life in her 39 years, and we count our blessings in that respect.
Well, Ed, as I told you, there are people who live to be 100 who never do anything for anybody else. And for Becca to do as much as she did for others in 39 short years makes her a hero, in my opinion. And we'd like to dedicate the rest of our show to her memory.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Rebecca and Koff, is that right?
Yeah.
Rebecca Koff. Call her Becca. So, folks, if you want to say a prayer for the Koff family, I know they'll appreciate that. Ed, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is dealing with I'm calling it the fourth quarter of your life. I'm in the fourth quarter of my career, and I just told the audience that the weird thing about my fourth quarter is I don't know how long it's going to be, because I don't plan to retire.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm in the fourth quarter, if you see what I mean. So
yeah, absolutely.
So what about this? What can you there are millions, tens of millions of people in our generation, Ed, the baby boomers, who are dealing with the fourth quarter, aren't they?
They are. And, there's a level of accountability that comes into play when you're in that fourth quarter. You look back at what you've done and what you got left as an opportunity to do and look to do something that's going to make things meaningful for you and effective. And, for people who have their own business, and stick with it, as you say. So many small business owners are not about to retire. They
right. Feet first. We're going out feet first, right?
That's right. And it's important to make sure that what you've started keeps going well. And this leads me to think about the whole issue of accountability, mm-hmm. which is a very difficult one for people who are independent, like a small business owner, like a
Yeah, when you got nobody to answer to, right?
That's right. I mean, one of the things that's interesting, if you go online and just search for accountability for an owner or accountability for a partner, there's not much that comes up because we really have to hold ourselves accountable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's about the most difficult thing I can imagine.
Well, and Ed, if you love what you do, you are holding yourself accountable. The other thing, there's one other element to this, Ed, that I'm just going to throw our folks a bone out there, because this is the way I am. Most of us, when we start something, we don't know how to stop. You know what I mean? We don't know how to stop doing what we've worked so hard to do all these years.
Right. It can be very hard, as you know, for us to know whether we're doing the right thing. And whether we're doing it as well as we possibly could. So, I mean, give me an example. If you do go online and you do that search I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
you'll find a lot of references to accountability partner. And that comes out of the religious sphere, actually, rather than the business,
mm-hmm.
where people who are responsible, care what they're doing, are deeply invested in what they're doing, want to make sure they're doing it right. So this has come into play, by the way, in an unusual way for some people in relation to the Internet,
mm-hmm.
Where people of really deep values and high commitments have found themselves just caught in this the cesspool that sometimes exists on the Internet. And they turn to other people as accountability partners.
Right.
Who they have to go to by agreement and
mm-hmm.
account for what they've been
mm-hmm.
doing and make sure that whatever that high aspiration they had for about how they want to live their life, whether it's the time they spend or don't spend on the Internet, whether
right,
it's the way
right.
they deal with their families, that they've got someone. I mean, this is the highest form.
You know, you know what you're describing. I think, Ed, you're describing a mastermind group for fourth quarter people.
That's
you
right.
Know, so many and mastermind groups are about how to grow your business. You know, when you get six or eight people around a table and they meet once a month and they hold each other accountable, you're talking about a fourth quarter type of mastermind group, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not just business. It's also personal.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't get a fifth quarter, I guess.
That's
part
right.
of the trick.
There's not going to be any overtime. No
right.
overtime. Hold on to that thought, Ed. We're going to come
okay.
back, folks. And Ed's going to talk to us about reinventing ourselves. I've done that many times before, but we're going to do it one more time before we go, aren't we? At least one more time. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, remembering Rebecca Kopf.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.